This episode is presented by Panda Express. It shouldn't be difficult, and maybe it's a bit silly, but we've all been there. Sometimes saying I love you is just hard, whether it's your partner, someone in your family, a good friend. But when you order tasty, authentically cooked American Chinese cuisine from Panda Express, they'll know what you mean. Because sharing some delicious orange chicken, or my personal favorite, the honey walnut shrimp, that means more than words, right? So, have you eaten yet? Order now, or find your nearest Panda Express.
Good evening, gentle listeners or watchers, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, Wickedest Wade receives beautiful bald support, loves blue pea, and gets the gents to positively prognosticate. Blitzed Bob experiences oral excruciation, lacks a knob, and has pride in his progeny. Malefic Mark manages his movie release, then shows love for his lads, channel resurrection, and lifting. From oubliette issues to Harry Potter missiles. Yes. It's time for Will It Into Existence. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Distractable. I'm today's host,
Wade.
That's my name.
I thought you forgot it for a minute.
It is not bald, it is Wade, W-A-D-E,
Wade.
Making that clarification for no reason in particular. Joined as always by my co-host, Mark and Bob. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Usually start off with a bit of small talk, and I'm going to jump right into it. I've been getting a lot of links from people about bald, about cures for bald, about other dudes who are bald, about the success rate of bald, what people think of bald. Just all of a sudden, There's a lot of information out there about bald, and I'm getting all of it. I am consuming bald like there's no tomorrow.
The success rate of being bald, or the success rate of curing bald?
Or your bald surgery.
Or bald surgery, yeah. Apparently there's now another treatment for bald out there, and people must not like bald, because they keep sending me stuff like, buddy, try this.
Okay.
They're just concerned, probably.
If you suddenly grew hair, it'd be like when we filmed Space and you had that wig on. It would look like you had hair, but it wouldn't look right. Not that the hair would look off. That wig actually looked good, and you look good.
If I get my hair back, I'm shaving the beard. It's going to be so back to 2015, Wade.
Wait, what if you... Oh. Is that what they do in Turkey?
The gray would be gone? Because, if they get my hair back, it's going to go back to, like, where it was when it started falling out. So all the color will be back.
Right. It resumes.
It's like the snap. It's going to just blip, but it'll be right back. And however many years have passed, but it's just the same.
So I've been talking about just having some babies so we can get some umbilical cords and some of those stem cells and stuff. And I'm just going to start slapping it on every day. Can't wait. How are you guys?
For once, I don't want to jump right into my stupid stuff because I know Bob has some... I don't know if he wants to talk about it, but...
I was busy being in the hospital.
This might be the whole episode. Is this Bob's fridge, but, like, hospital?
I think I have a pretty funny story to tell today, and it has nothing to do with the fact that I went to the hospital.
Okay.
But it's... I was in the hospital. I ended up going to the ER, which is mostly annoying because I should have just gone to the urgent care earlier in the day. But I have had the most painful ear infection of my entire life in this last week. And I didn't really know they could be that bad, which is why I assumed I had like something worse happening. I've had plenty of, I used to get ear infections semi-regularly, and like lots of kids get that. So I know what it feels like, but I think you could still see it in my face probably. My face is like uneven. This side of my face is just, has been super swollen. And like, I couldn't close my mouth. My jaw was hanging open crooked because of how utterly fucked my whole side of my face was. Yeah, it's apparently just an ear infection. Went to the ER, scared Mandy, had to call the grandparents to watch James while he was sleeping, and they did a CAT scan, and they did a bunch of blood tests, and the doctor's like, yeah, it's just an ear infection, you big baby. Just put these drops in there, and it'll fix it. Anyway, I'm a loser. But Mandy got trapped in a room, in a house, with no internet. Isn't that funny?
Oh, no internet.
Yeah, that last part alone.
Oh, man. I was like, oh, that's a normal day until you said that. That's real scary.
So we moved recently, and we're getting our old place ready to for new people to move into it, to get rid of it, to baby-proof James's room, I switched the doorknobs out because we are both of, or that house had doorknobs where it was like a stick. I don't even know how to describe it. It's not like a circle, you know, like a twisty one. It's like there's the paddle doorknob and you push it down. Those are really hard to baby-proof because even a baby who can't grab things can like hook their hand on a doorknob and yank it down and open the door. So I switched the doorknobs to the round ones so we could baby-proof it. And I had taken all the doorknobs that I had switched out of that house, but not put the old ones back in. So there were a couple rooms that just had doors with latches with no knobs. And Mandy was over there cleaning and was just like, not paying close attention, and the door to the room closed and latched, but there was no knob or anything. And I was sick and passed out from medicine, and she was like calling me, and I was not answering. And so she was like, I was like trying to figure out how to call the non-emergency police number because I was trapped in this house where no one was going to be. Luckily, she had her phone with her, but like I wasn't answering the phone, and she's just in this room, just like, ah. and like it was like she was on the second story because she looked and she was like, maybe I'll climb out the window, like just push. Nope, second story, no jumping out the window, nothing. Eventually I did wake up and see that she was calling and freaking out.
Luckily she had her phone. That would have really sucked if she didn't.
If her phone had been like downstairs or something, she would have been, I don't know what she would have done. But the real kicker is she realized right about the time I was arriving at the house, she realized there were these old command hooks on the wall that had just been hanging up whatever stuff on the wall. She took one of those off the wall and like used the little hooky part to jam it in the door. And literally I was like walking up the stairs and I just hear like click, squeak. And she walks out of the room and it's like, hey, so...
Have I ever told you about the time I locked Amy out of the house? Way back when.
No.
I don't think so.
She's coming home late for whatever reason. And I went to bed. And so around, let's say like 11 or something, because I go to bed early. So like 11 or something, she gets home. But I've locked the doors, right? So she could get in the garage for some reason, but not the inside door. Like she had a garage opener, but not the inner door. The side door is locked, the front door is locked. She tried to call me, my phone was like dead or something, and so she ended up sleeping in that van, the barrel, in the garage. So I wake up, I look at my phone, it's just like texts and calls, and I'm like, oh my god. I sprint downstairs, open the door right as she's sliding open the van door. It's like, hi. I look at her, I'm like, oh my god. He's like, yeah, your phone was off. I'm like, oh, why didn't you ring the doorbell? And she goes, oh.
I was like, I've been pounding on the door, pounding on the windows.
I have entirely forgotten about the concept of a doorbell. Like, I don't even think where I am right now is a doorbell. Like, it's so... She says now that she rang the doorbell, but it's like, I think I would have woken up to the doorbell ringing.
Dude, if I'm going somewhere, I will wait extra time rather than ring the doorbell. I'll text and be like, hey, I'm here. Hey, standing outside.
Because they have dogs, the dogs start barking. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, God, fuck. Ringing a doorbell is like calling someone. I don't want to do any of that. Just know that I'm there and let me in. Come on. Anyway, didn't the barrel stink? Or was that a later situation? I thought that was a stinky van.
No, I don't think it was ever that stinky. It wood smell because it really did have like all this wood lining. And I don't think it ever stank badly unless during one of the videos where we had like the haunted house going through theirs.
I don't know. I just have a memory of you talking about it like it got water and then it got stinky or something bad. Or I don't. Lots of stuff happened to that thing.
Oh, wait. No. Right. Later on, it was in a driveway one time. And I think that it kind of just. Got water. It must have gotten water in, or an animal got in it. I'm having this vague memory of something got in there, and then that happened. But I'm not. No. I don't know.
Great small talk that I've definitely been keeping track of points on, and didn't forget about that part of this job.
We've only made almost 400 of these episodes.
Yeah, I've not hosted a lot this year.
You keep saying that, but that's just actually not true.
He's climbing, though. He was actually for a while there. He was not hosting for a while because I had a dominating streak there for a bit there where we were just like swapping dubs and he was collecting L's.
But the actual numbers are not that far apart, even still. Like, you do trail and on the season as a whole, but not by like, you're not like 20 episodes behind or anything.
Like 30 now.
No, that's
boy, just go with it. He's everything he says as the host is true. So it's like, just let him. Let him do this.
You have so much hair. Have I told you how much hair you have recently? Host daddy.
No. I need to shave my feet.
I'm going to stop sending you emails about bald stuff from random alt emails that I create.
Lately, it was I got sent a link to a bald subreddit where everyone's really supportive and nice to each other. Like, oh, you don't need hair, man. Hair was never good to you. Bald bottle treat you right.
It's a bunch of like condescending, but all the bald guys are like, I'll take anything, just be nice to me.
Hey, it's rough out there when you start losing your hair. It's really hard on the self-esteem because like you see every time you comb, you see that little bit of recession, that little bit of thinning, or you go to like scratch, it's like more scalp than I remember. And your first instinct, I can't speak for everyone, but my first instinct was always like, well, I can cover it up for a little while, but if once it gets the comb over, then we're done. But like, you don't really realize you're inching up toward comb over until just like, I don't know, one day it hits you and you're like, no, we can't really ride in the convertible because then like, when I get out, the ball will be showing. Like, wait a minute, I'm like, I can't ride in a car because I'm afraid of the ball showing? I got to change something.
Now it's iconic. I can't imagine it any other way.
Same. I don't know. I don't know what I would do if they cured baldness. Would I go back and try it?
Yeah, maybe you can always go bald real quick if you wanted to.
It would probably feel so itchy.
I don't know. I don't know how I handle it.
All right, I'll be quick about my small talk, if it's all right. So, movie theaters have been crazy. I did a stream just a couple days ago from recording this.
What's happening at them?
Oh man, Iron Lung. It's really funny because for a while there, the theaters started thinking that there was some kind of a bot campaign.
I saw that.
Yeah. It was weirdly because there was some copy and pasted templates, but I actually was on a call this morning talking about that and being like, no, it's not that. I have a lot of fans that aren't used to emailing people, and so they ask other people that have emailed and they're like, I said this, and they're like, oh, thank God, copy paste into their email, and they won't change out the your city, and it really looks bad. And it's one of those things where it's like, I really appreciate the effort, but and I totally get how this looks like it, because not many people in the real world has ever experienced like with an online audience that's actually actively engaging in doing something in the real world. But also, it's really cool for my fans to be able to see, wow, the things that I do have a tangible result on the real world. I asked for this movie, and now my local movie theater is showing this movie. That's really cool. That being said, shout out to Amy for making the website.
Hey!
She literally built the entire website. It's working. It's beautiful. The map, if you go there, it's just my face on there. She did that. She made the ocean blood red. Very cool stuff. We're up to, as of this recording, 461 theaters. By the time it comes out, it will be more. And I'm just really, really excited about this actually getting out to people. And I think that people need to understand, like I said on my live stream, it's just us. There is no distributor. There's a great misconception about how these things work. But I get it because that's how it's always worked for most every other movie, but we did not expect this to go beyond like the 50 to 100 theaters that we had. So even all the theaters that were like, I can't email Mark. It's like he doesn't want this movie out there. And I'm like, that's not what it is at all. It's not what it is. We tried to ask you before. You said no.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're on the website. Ironlung.com is the contact information to get the booking inquiries. So I just want to say that. Done. Oh, actually not done. Man, people are tearing apart my render farm on like the subreddit home lab. And I shared the picture because I know it's bad, guys. I know
that. Oh, wait, that was real? That was a real picture?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you thought picture. That was, yeah.
No, that's it. It's just like, look, guys, it was a, I learned as I went, it's not pretty, but fuck, it works. Look, guys, it works. It that shit fucking flies. And people need to understand, it's not just for like rendering video or encoding video. That's not what it's for. It's not even just for rendering the CG scenes, which can do very well. It's purpose built for distributed simulations. Simulations need a lot of compute power, and to do it efficiently, this is the best way that I've gotten so far to do it. It's not the best way ever. It's the best way I could manage myself. And let me tell you, all those people out there that were like, why didn't he hire a professional to do this? I tried. They came in and I said, yeah, I want to put a server in my bathroom. And then they go, fuck you. And they leave. They don't do it. They don't do it. So yeah, that's it. Anyway.
Yeah, I knew. I mean, I had gotten through your stories of all your exploits. I knew generally like what had gone into it, and there had been iterations, and that, but the picture was more than I expected somehow. Like I looked at it and part of my brain was like, exactly. But also part of my brain was like, whoa, I think he undersold that a little bit.
Yeah, you stole the set of Home Alone 2 for your vacuum cleaner there.
I really did. And people seem to misunderstand that the second picture on Home Lab was the before picture, and the first picture was me cleaned up. So all the floor air conditioners was just, look, I know it's not great. It's a bathroom. I did the best I could. You think the HVAC guy didn't give me some raised eyebrows when I said, like, yeah, I want two
mini splits in this bathroom. Oh, I didn't think about that. That's so good.
But he did it. You know, he did it.
How many outlets can I put in my bathroom?
Oh, yeah, the power. Yes. So, yeah, there's, for everyone who's questions, yes, there's another, it's actually 180 amps because it's 290 amp panels. And it's, yes, it's all 240 volt or 220, whatever it is. I don't even know, man. I plug things in.
If it didn't plug in, more power.
But also, it's not as reckless as it seems. I do have electrically related fire extinguishers. I pulled out all the water cooling because fuck that. And so, yeah, it's all working very nicely.
Ah, lovely.
This episode is brought to you by Uber. You know that feeling when someone shows up for you when you need it most? Yeah, we all need that sometimes. And Uber knows that. Uber isn't just a ride or a meal delivered, it's showing up no matter what.
I think that might be them knocking on the door, and because they're, you know, Uber's really good about getting them right to where you are.
To either them or the FBI, I'm not 100% sure.
Yep.
When it really matters, whatever it is, you show up. Where there's a will, we're on our way. Uber, on our way. Download the app today. All right, well, if you guys are good on the small talk, I can jump into our episode here. I've been writing a lot of points. Keep track of a lot of points. There's already been 9 points assigned.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of points. Hopefully Mark gets pumped at some point.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. I saw Bob's post where he was in the hospital recently for the ear. I had this really bad stomach bug. I did not sleep at all. Not last night, but night before last. Just like the worst intestinal pain. I was just like miserable. And all I could think of was like, this year's kind of been a pretty meh year, at least for me. I don't know if you guys remember, we did a thing a while back. We were, I don't remember what episode it was, but it was like, would you rather lose memories of 2025 or the money from 2025? And you guys were like, oh, the money. And I was like, let me forget the year. I'll take the money. Forget this year. Still kind of feel that way. So I figured today, let's go into 2026 with some positivity. What are we looking forward to in 2026? Years are kind of an arbitrary thing. Like, you know, a new year really just means it's another day. The sun rises, sets, so on and so forth. But like for us and calendars and everything else, years, people look forward to the year. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to do this more. You know, they've got their New Year's resolutions. So what are you looking forward to in 2026? I just want to go in with some positivity. Give people some optimism for 2026.
I think you guys know what I'll say straight off the bat. And it's not that the movie is coming out. It's that the movie's done. I don't have to think about it anymore. So I don't have to work on it anymore. I don't have to keep making my entire life revolve around it anymore. I can put it aside. It will be done, and I will be able to shunt it away. So that's what I'm looking forward to very much.
I'm looking forward to it coming out.
I can't imagine the kind of shift that's going to be. I would say the only thing I feel like the compares that I've done is like law school was an endeavor for me, right? Like that dominated everything. It's very difficult. Law school is a hard thing. When I finished law school and went from having that on my mind dominating my existence to being free, at least relatively. I can't imagine what it's going to be like for you with the movie, because it's not even like law school is one thing and I was responsible for a lot of it, but it's still, it's school. I had professors, I had classmates. It was the movie was just like, if you didn't do it, it wasn't happening. No one was there to help you. No, it's not even like you fail a class if you don't do it. It's just like, well, I guess there just is no movie progress because Mark didn't think about it for 5 minutes today and he did something else.
That is a reality. And I mean, you guys know it. I mean, you guys have made accommodations for it. And a lot of people don't realize how much these guys have put their schedules to the left and right to me being like, I got a sprint this week. One more sprint, guys.
I don't know if it was this year or last year where like we had to move stuff around a lot. And I was just like, I'm just going to do everything I can to keep Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, no commitments. Not in the day, not in the evening. And that was...
And I truly... genuinely appreciate it, guys. I do. I can't say it enough how much you guys have been patient with it. I know like it's been all over the place, but you guys have been very supportive, and I know I haven't always been the nicest about it, but I really truly appreciate it. Like, honestly, it means a lot to be able to count on you guys.
I think from my perspective, one, we get it, like we don't know what you go through on a daily basis, so it's hard to really fully know what all you're dealing with. But over the years, we went from Fall of Slenderman, where we went to like Party City and bought the shittiest like three props we could afford to make that, and then I put on your suit, to you guys did Who Killed Markiplier, and we saw you editing that while we were on the tour, and then we got to be a part of Heist and In Space and seeing the sets and seeing all the cool shit, the costume department, makeup department, just all the stuff that went into that. So it's like, we've kind of seen an escalation of all the cool shit you've done over the years and how much goes into each of those things. And then on top of that, for the movie, at least I can't speak for Bob, but from my perspective, like hearing you talk about it and then just knowing how rigid certain industries can be and hearing and knowing how hard it is, like when you're a YouTuber and you're known as being a YouTuber, it is to break into any kind of industry. So one, just trying to get anyone to talk to you. Two, coming up with a script, writing, directing, acting, filming, finding people that'll, you know, do other voices or roles, things like that. And then that seemed like the easy part compared to everything you've dealt with over the last year. So from my perspective, it's like, sure, there are days where it's like, well, it took 6 months to get that dermatology appointment, but my skin will still be there in a year, right? I can move that. But it's like, that's a relatively minor inconvenience compared to like what's at stake for you trying to get this stuff done. So sure, it's been tough and whatnot, but even whenever we first agreed to start the podcast, I was like, the podcast will never be the problem. It's Mark has so much shit going on in his life, keeping either his schedule free enough to do it or moving my schedule around. That was always going to be the challenge because you've got so much crazy stuff going on all the time. So for me, it was kind of like, I didn't expect the movie necessarily, but kind of expected that we would have to move stuff around because one, we've all got lives. Bob's got a child and I am the child in this house. So we would have to be adaptable to some degree.
But still, I appreciate it. It's not a given, and I never want it to seem like a given. I'll tell you what funny is about that dermatology appointment. Brad, the sound guy, on the last time he was here in November, and we were mixing in Warner Brothers, he went on a weekend trip out to Joshua Tree to go climbing because he's a big climber. Tore his ACL, tore it up. Apparently didn't know at the time, but he comes back from the weekend trip. And I feel so bad because, you know, that's when Henry passed. So we come in and I'm coming in just like, oh man, oh, I'm just not okay. And he's there just mixing sound, like just in agony, just like, it's like, I'm sorry about your dog, man. He was so nice about it. I didn't even know about his hurt leg for a while. And he's just like, and he was talking about like, cause there's just some final things to wrap up for the movie before it gets fully pushed as of this recording, not as of when it comes out or when the movie comes up. But so he's like, I can push my ACL surgery down a bit if it needs to push the movie. I'm like,
doctors everywhere losing business because of Mark's movie.
I think it's really funny, but I really stress to him, like, you do not have to. It's okay. He's like, no, I gotta finish this. That is also not how Brad talks at all. I'm doing a terrible Brad impression, but yeah.
No, it's like Brad's in the room right now. Yeah, thankfully I didn't deal with that. I don't know that I got the slap tear, but that's optional surgery. ACL's pretty, you need to have that surgery.
I think it's supposed to be timely, isn't it? It's supposed to,
at least in sports. The only time I've heard or dealt with ACL stuff is sport related, and then yeah, because you want to bounce back, recover, and be able to like have your full mobility and stuff. So I think it's better to be timely.
I'm surely fine.
So yeah, iron lung, done. Bob, I hope in the few seconds you've had to prepare an answer, you got one.
It feels like a cop-out, I guess, but I'm excited for more James. I feel like, I mean, we have fun, he's been fun. It's not like he's been unfun up to this point, but it's been tough. We moved from California back to Ohio, and then we just moved again, and like he's handled it like a trooper, but it just throws off all your routines, and it makes it really hard to like really get in and do all the fun stuff because there's no time for shit. It's like it gets to be evening time, and we're like, okay buddy, let's do something fun. You want to bring boxes back and forth between houses? You can hold the door open. You know, be a little helper.
Be a little doorstop.
Hey, he likes it. But like, I'm excited for another year, like a new year where he's going to be older. He's talking a ton. And we're going to start doing stuff, I think, together this year that's a little more complicated and fun. And I'm excited to put more tools on things. I got into a good stretch there when I had the Subaru where I was like working on the car and I was doing stuff with my hands. And that was really fun. And then I got rid of the Subaru and I lost that completely. I want to get back to like, I'm excited to work on stuff. And one of the things on this new house that was such a big selling point for me is I have a huge garage and I have like a dedicated like workshop area. It's just a little side part in the garage, but I have like a workbench and a toolbox and I can like have projects where I don't have to pull the cars out of the garage to work on them and then clean it back up and pull the cars back into the garage. Every time it's like I have an area. I can just have a little project. If I have a glue up, it can just sit somewhere and dry in clamps and I don't have to, like, I'm excited. And James is getting to the age where he's going to be able to help me do that. Maybe we'll build a birdhouse or, you know, who knows what, but like,
that's awesome.
That sort of stuff. It's been a lot of moving, and not that I don't like my computer because I still play a lot of video games. I spend too much time sitting at this thing. I need to spend more time like making stuff, working on things.
Yeah. You want to play Ark Raiders later?
I mean, I do.
Hell yeah. Yeah. All right, cool.
I haven't really played very much of that.
But yeah, we should get away from the computer, but like, if you want to play.
I'm also excited for video game. I'm still really into that. I think I told you guys about that hockey game. Getting really into that. I have a fully custom keybind set for that now. I'm getting into it, man. I'm practicing. I'm a mediocre goaltender, but I used to be a hopelessly awful goaltender.
Hey, mediocre is an improvement.
It's way better than I was. I just still stink. But
would you say mediocre is less than average or right about average?
Mediocre falls just under average for me, I think.
Yeah, mediocre has like a negative connotation to it.
It's like you might be average, but like everyone sees you as worse than average, or you're a little, like you come in just a little low.
Mm. Well, hey, maybe in 2026 you'll be average or better.
Right, if I keep working at it. I just need to spend more time on my computer. Like I was saying.
Yes.
I'm actually looking forward to spending more time on my computer, doing YouTube videos, and just generally being back to...
How many videos do you think you've released in the last year or two?
Dude, not enough. I'm stunned that people are still sticking around. Like, I know that people have been very kind and patient. They understand what I'm doing. But I feel like I've really pushed the limit of how patient an audience can be. I'm just so grateful that I've accrued any kind of loyalty through any of this to try to wait for me to be done with this. But I truly not for the sake of like, oh, I got to keep up with being a YouTuber. I find it very cathartic to make videos. I find it extremely, the habit of it, the ritual of it, the completion when you're done with a video and it's out, it's just like the cycle is a beautiful, fun thing for me. And it's very low pressure at this point because I've never been the type that was like, oh, I have to make this banger viral video. Thankfully, in my niche of YouTube, I don't have to do that. However, channeled all that into the movie, but I want to be able to just play video games, make random bullshit videos. I've got that Wharf Stash sequel that I've wanted to do forever. I've got tons of things that I've just had stupid ideas for. Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, it's gonna be so fun.
Not to focus too much on the movie, but it just struck me. How do you think it compares this is obviously longer, but the movie and how that impacted your YouTube versus Unis Honest? Because when you guys were doing that was very consuming as well. In its own sort of way. And that was also during the pandemic and a bunch of crazy, like, that was a crazy timeline that happened. But, like, how do you compare those? Because I know that Unis Honest put a dent in your personal YouTube stuff as well.
I would actually say that was not so much a dent. That actually reinvigorated my YouTube channel because it was still content that I was making, and there was a direct correlation YouTube-wise to be like, if it wasn't on my channel, people would check, you know, Unis Honest for that content. So they got that fix out of it. There were some people that were like, I wish you would play more games. But I was honestly doing more videos on my main channel than I am now with the movie and that. So honestly, that was probably a way better time for it.
Well, now you can do Tunis Honest. I know you've been waiting on that.
Yay.
I'm shocked we did the fucking 5-year stream. Like, I don't know how that was all Amy and Ethan pulling that together. Like, my God, I can't believe we did that. Yeah, that's just like in playing games with you guys. Oh, just time.
We'll get back
time.
To it. We'll get there.
Time.
I'm getting off topic. You never get to a point where we'll be kind of like, video games. I thought I'd be there by now, and I was kind of there in college a little bit, but I've bounced back to the point where I'm like, I'm just always looking forward to or playing or enjoying so many games.
I think the thing for me is it's if I stayed stuck on what I used to just play the same game. Like, there was a period where for like a couple years where basically all I played was PUBG. And then if other people invited me to play other stuff, I would do that. And I was like obsessed. I could just log on and play the same game day after day after day. And that was like what I looked forward to. I can't do that anymore as much. But there are so many different kinds of games. It's such a wide world. You don't just have to go play AAA games. And like, I play Fortnite. There's nothing wrong with going and playing a big popular game. But also I play indie physics simulation sports games, and I play weird racing management games, and like, there's no end to the kind of shit you can find. I don't think I'll get tired of it as long as I just keep, there's always new stuff. As long as I keep finding new things, like, people are making cool games. There's a lot of cool games.
People have been on me to go back to Blueprints. I think I might do it.
What's stopping you? I thought you loved that game.
He wouldn't shut up about it.
Okay, it's a bit... I thought I finished the game. I got to an ending, and I was like, okay, I guess it's done. Like, it goes from, like, solve, figure it all out to, like, what I thought was like, okay, I don't know if that's the ending I was hoping for, but it was an ending. I did it. And then, apparently, there was another thing I unlocked. I guess you guys probably don't care about spoilers at this point. Spoiler alert. You spend a lot of money, and you unlock this upgrade that allows you to find hints on row 8. So you have to build all the way up to row 8. Mm-hmm. And if you put blue rooms on that row, there's hidden hints in those rooms. There's like 40 blue rooms. So in order to move on to the next point, what I have to do is work my way up to row 8 and spawn each of these 40 rooms, find the hint, and then figure out which ones are important, which ones mean nothing. And that will apparently lead me into whatever the next puzzle is. And I'm not going to lie, when I thought I was done and then I learned that that's the tedious thing I have to do next, I was kind of like, maybe I am done. You know, I feel pretty good. Good ending, happy. Don't know if that's a hell of a grind. Because it's not like the hints are obvious to find in the rooms either. And some of the rooms, they really want to spawn early, so it's hard to save them till late. So I just really wasn't looking forward to that amount of grind for what I don't imagine will be that big of a payoff. But enough people have asked where it's now like, I miss Blueprints. They want it. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
I have no idea what you were even talking about half of that. If row 8, I think I generally understand, but then the blue rooms.
So you build up, right? You start on row 1,
yeah,
2, 3.
Yeah,
so you
I get
have to build
that,
all the way up to where
blue rooms and checking them, and I don't know. I didn't make it past row 3, so I don't think there actually is any more mansion.
Okay, different rooms have different colors. So like bad rooms are red, bedrooms are purple, garden rooms are green. Your standard, like your the standard rooms are blue. So
okay, I see.
Blue rooms are like the den, the whatever that little corner room is called. It's been so long since I played. I'm gonna look so bad when I go back.
The parlor.
Parlor, probably that's one. Yeah, I think so.
So what is this, like a chess simulator? I literally have not ever watched this game for even a moment. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's my game. I know this comes out after Game Awards, but it's my game of the year. I didn't play Clair Obscur Expedition 33, and I'm sure that one will probably win because I hear only great things. But Blueprints, like, it was such a unique, interesting experience for me. It's my game of the decade so far.
Game of the decade, damn.
We're only halfway through, man. Dang.
I said so far, but I mean, it truly one of the best experiences I've had making YouTube videos was playing Blueprints. 2026, I'm looking forward to maybe giving people what they want with that. And the five people still holding out hope are be like, yes. GTA 6 is supposed to come out next year.
Yeah, right.
I know. I think it's just going to be GTA 5 is going to release on the Soulja console or something. Did you guys ever go to La Comedia in Cincinnati? Like
La
a dinner
Comedia.
Theater? I think Milford Schools took us on like a trip there once for like a Christmas thing or something, like a play. But basically, it's like a dinner theater. You go and you watch a play. And
someone's talked about this. I think maybe one of Amy's friends.
Oh, okay, I've also mentioned it because I like going there. I booked tickets to go see a show there next year, so I'm excited to go back there because I've not been in a while. And they have like, of all things, cod and like chicken, ham. I'm looking forward to the meal, the show as well. The shows are always great, but
oh, cod! I thought it was Call of Duty. I was like, they have all
I thought you meant Call of Duty for a second.
Oh yeah, they're playing cod on stage. No, like actual fish. So I got things I'm excited about for next year.
Yeah, I'm not trying to shoot that down. You should be excited about that.
2025 can suck it. 2026 is gonna be great. Gonna make it. I'm willing it to be great.
I appreciate the optimism.
There's every chance that it won't be great at all, actually.
It's a long odds that it's actually gonna be great, but I appreciate that you're
shit'll happen, you know, shit always happens, but like overall I'm gonna get to the end of 2026 and be like, it's a year. Good year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing it.
Maybe.
Been rambling a lot. Is there anything else you guys want to throw in there? I guess I can
Whose turn is it?
You.
Oh. I'm looking forward to learning Korean again. And working out. Both of these things. So of the good habits that I had before I started filming Iron Lung, I was working out. Like, I was in some, like, probably the longest arc of good shape I've been in my life, right? Because since I had been working out constantly. Like, almost every week I'd worked out with a few breaks in between. But it was, like, enough to maintain my ability. Like, I could bench 2 plates, which I know is not a lot for a lot of people. But it's like, I was benching 2 plates.
For a little guy like you, that's a lot.
Okay, all right.
I didn't mean short. I meant scrawny.
I was incline benching 2 plates.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, that's harder. Yeah, okay.
Thanksgiving, I cleared 3.
First, I don't know if this is true. A lot of people that work out, I was told that bench press actually is a very bad exercise for you. And if you were wanting to do any actual real work, you had to do incline bench because that's more practical and more, I don't know. But anyway, so we did incline bench instead of just regular bench all the time. And so that's just what we did. But I was in good shape. Now, nothing. It's all gone. It's like by only the grace of just the fact that I naturally carry more muscles, I have the illusion that I'm in shape. I went up a flight of stairs. I had to lay down. I was just so tired at the end of it. I can't exaggerate. I am so like I have a hill and I go climb it to go get a package. I am done. I'm done for the day.
Climbing up that hill, eh?
It's just awful. So, yeah.
Hey, we are getting older, man. I feel. I'm glad you're finally catching up to me.
That's the thing, though. It's like I am getting older, so it's like I have to keep up with it now or I'm never going to get anything back again.
That's the spirit. I want to pick up jump roping, of all things. I hear jump roping can be really good.
That's supposed to be so good for you.
If you jump the right way and don't, like, destroy your ankles and knees, like, there's a proper way to kind of do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, I don't know how good this one is. Probably not great for you. But I've heard another one that's decently good is, and quick, is you sprint, like, 90% of your top speed. You sprint for like 10 to 15 seconds, walk for like a minute, minute and a half, sprint for 10, 15 seconds, walk for nine. Like you do that like 4 or 5 times. It'd be incredibly difficult. That's actually a long time to try to run top speed and then multiple sets. But like, yes. I hear that one's actually pretty good for you too.
Sprint training is very good for you, but also it's that one of those things where like, yeah, you can make it so efficient. You'll get your workout done in no time. And then you do one sprint and I'm like, I'm never, ever, ever sprinting again, ever.
We have a weird Thanksgiving tradition. I know Thanksgiving was a while ago now, but we have a weird Thanksgiving tradition blooming where my nephews want to race me.
Mm.
Like they want to do like a 100-meter type dash.
Sure.
And I've won 2 years in a row and they go to the gym every day. They work out. They're not as tall as me. But they're not like mark size. They're human sized people. Gosh, so they really run.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
I can't believe I'm still winning because they're just so much younger and healthier and stuff than me, but I still out sprint them. But the difference is I win the sprint and they're like, oh, good one, Uncle Wade, we'll get you next year. And I'm like 5 minutes of yeah, still got it. And like 10 minutes later I'm like, all right, I'm okay. And they forgot we even ran because it was so long ago and I've still been out of breath. So still got the top speed, no endurance whatsoever.
Good for you. I'm still reeling over human-sized people. What am I then? What
size? Fun size.
Okay, well, that's okay. I can deal with that. Human-sized people.
Bob, Optimus.
Oh, you know what happens next year? This is actually planned. It's kind of a work trip, but not completely a work trip. And what's ultimately going to happen is we're going to get to take James to Disney. He's a little young and a little small, but he should be tall enough to be able to ride some of the like kids' rides. And we're going to be able to do, I think, 1 or 2 days in the Disney parks in Florida. So that's going to be pretty fun. And also, Mandy has never been to Disney in Florida either, Disney World. Mm. She's done Disneyland out in California, but I'm kind of looking forward to that. I need to, like, get in shape for that. You guys were just talking about this, but walking around / herding James around a theme park sounds exhausting just thinking about it, and so that'll be fun, but... I'm hoping he likes the rides. I think there's a decent chance we're going to get on basically any ride we get on. We're going to sit down and he's going to be like, ooh, and then it's going to start moving, or it's going to be like a dark room and he's just going to be terrified. And it's going to be like, it's okay. It's okay. Stop screaming. There's only 5 minutes left. It's okay. We'll find something. We'll find his ride.
There are some of those dark rides. Like, we went to Universal with my family. I've never been there, but they got the Harry Potter one. And that one is just like, I don't do drugs, but if I did, I would say don't do drugs and go on that. Because it is the whiplash you get from what's happening. Like, you're in a cave, you're out of a cave, and there's an explosion for some reason. I think a cruise Tomahawk missile goes by at some point. Like, then you crash through the window of Hogwarts. Harry Potter goes, hey, and then he said, I didn't know what he said. A snitch goes by.
I love when he said that in the movies.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just the most absurd thing. There's so much that they cram in, because Universal in Hollywood or LA is much smaller than the one in Florida. So I think the Florida one is a normal experience, and this one is the condensed, tiny experience. But yeah, those ones would terrify a child, I imagine.
If you go down there, dude, I think it's the place is called like S-A-N-A-A, Sana.
Santa?
No, at Disney, in Animal Kingdom. Oh, it was like some of the best buttered chicken I ever had in my life. They had like they had all kinds of flavored like naan bread and stuff. It was so good.
Is this in the park?
No, it's actually at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, I think. But if I was going down there, I would go out of my way for it. It was really good. Also, underrated Animal Kingdom was the best park we went to, because it was like no wait, and they had a roller coaster. They had like the safari thing, and like you could go see all the animals while you're on the safari. There was a lot of cool stuff.
I'm constantly surprised at how overlooked the Animal Kingdom gets. I think it's the best park, or at the very least, one of the top parks in the whole place. It's fantastic. It's very fun. But there's never, like, I've been a couple other times. There's never been lines. It's always like not as busy as the other ones. It's crazy.
3 hours for like the 2-minute Star Wars ride, or ride that Yeti roller coaster on repeat, because there's 3 people in line for it. I had to look up the place. I was like, what's the name of that place that had the butter chicken? Because I've been craving it for 6 years or whatever it's been. I want it so bad. But that's cool though. I'm going to Disney. James is going to be how old when you guys are there?
He turns 3 tomorrow as of this recording.
I don't know how much he'll remember eventually, but hopefully at least he enjoys it right now. I went when I was like 5 and I didn't remember a whole lot.
We're at the point right now where we're like, is he going to remember this, or is this a waste of effort? But like for his birthday, right? We're like, he's probably not going to remember this, but we still want to like, it could be special for us and for pictures and stuff. But
really annoying for you guys, but something I really appreciated whenever I went to Disney, whenever I was a kid, my aunt came with my grandparents, my dad and stuff. And she filmed, I don't know if you're still allowed to, but she filmed like everything, just always had like a camcorder out and filmed the different experiences. So like I got to see myself react to like seeing the different mascots and meeting like Goofy and things like that.
I mean, that's so much more doable now than it used to be. I'm sure that was an unbelievable pain in the ass back when you were a kid, but yeah.
She had the whole giant like VHS shoulder mounted camera. Yeah, it was a whole giant pain in the ass for her, but I really appreciated later in life getting to see that video and getting to watch that experience. So anyway, my 2 cents for whatever it's worth. All right. Any last minutes before I wrap up? I keep rambling, keep going off topic, but that's okay.
Nope.
All right. That's it. 2026 will be a great year. All of you guys out there, be a great year. Will it into existence?
I think that's how it works. Yeah.
Let me go over points in no particular order. I gave Molly a point for dealing with me, because I gave Mandy a point for being locked in a room and dealing with Bob not answering his phone. I gave Amy a point for being locked out by Mark, and another point for making the Iron Lung website. Bob, you got points for locking Mandy in a room, your ear, Looking forward to James, garage projects. I can't read what this one says. And I'll figure out what that one says in a minute. Disney, bringing you to a total of 6 points. Mark, you got points for locking out Amy. Render Farm Shame. Iron Lung is done. Iron Lung in theaters everywhere, because it will be everywhere. Learning Korean again. Appreciating Bob and I accommodating your schedule.
Oh, we're still reading Mark's points. Okay, that's not good for me.
Yeah, I'm crushing it.
Closer than you'd think.
Oh, good.
I once again can't read that point. It looks like mutt. And then working out again. Right now, the score is Mark with 8, Bob with 6, Amy with 2, Mandy with 1, Molly with 1.
Oh, I see. The 9 points distributed at the beginning, 4 of those were to the significant others.
They put up with a lot.
Well, shall I spin the wheel?
No.
Oh, okay. Then that's the episode. Play the theme song. Roll the credits. How many points will it be?
If I was a betting man, I'd bet on 3.
Nope.
Well, I lost my bet. It's 2.
Let's add put SO through the most, which I don't know which one of you two put your SO through the most recently. I guess technically it would be, well, you would be the most recent because the Amy story was from a while ago, right?
Yeah, that was a while ago, yeah.
All right, 2 spins coming in hot. Let's be prepared to land something on the wheel that we don't even remember exists. Most locked in.
Definitely not me.
Is this the one where we have to share how many tabs we have open?
Yes.
Do you have tabs open, Mark?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Bob gets a point.
9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. And I had just before we started counting, I had done a control W spam of like closing a bunch of them.
I will say, all I have open is our call and an empty Google tab because I hadn't really used it for much. But I did send a couple texts over the course of the episode responding to people because I made a post on Twitter about how I was in the hospital and then didn't tell any family or friends anything. And so a bunch of people are like, hey, are you alive? Is that cool?
Yeah, I saw late last night that you were in the hospital because people were like, oh man, Wade and Bob going through it. Because I didn't stream last night because of the stomach bug. And they're like, Wade and Bob going through it. It's like, what Bob going through? And I see your post at a hospital. But I was like, what the hell?
It's fine. I'm fine. It's fine.
It's like, man, I wish I was that good of a Mark friend where I'd go to the hospital to promote his movie.
I meant to tell this during the small talk. I had the funniest eavesdropping last night in the hospital. Or not last night, night before. But fuck, there was this dude who walked in with it was clearly a college guy and 2 buddies, and his hand was all wrapped up and bloody, and he walked into the ER, and they got him into a room, like, down the hall, whatever, but the door was open, and the doctor went in and was looking at it, and, like, you couldn't really hear, but you could kind of hear, like, oh, no, no, can you move it like this? Good, and the guy's like, no, and then the doctor's like, okay, yeah, and it was a knife? Did you stab or was it more of a slice? Okay. Like, I don't know what those guys did. They were having a hell of a night. One of them, or all of them, was probably drunk. It was just really funny. Like, I wasn't trying to overhear, but clearly some crazy shit had happened. I hope that guy's hand is okay.
Dude, people watching and listening can be OP sometimes.
Let's get a tie. Let's get Wade. Oh. Did either of us lose any points?
No. No lost points. That's a respin.
That's a respin. Spin number 3 of 2.
3 of 2.
Fastest response?
Me. I'm responding. What was this?
So if that's a test, he does have me on that one. That was yeah, very I would fast. Agree. I don't know if that really came up otherwise in this episode, so I kind of feel like Mark just absolutely jumped all over that one.
I totally did. Yes, thank you.
You know what? I'll give it to Mark because it prevents me from having a tie. Yay! Well done!
Thank you.
And it's not because I don't want to host a one-man show, but it's definitely because of that.
It would be a great one-man show. You'd be fine.
Guys, you're so sweet, but no, it's okay. Congratulations, Mark. You had the fastest response, so with 9 points, you want to give a winner's speech?
Yes, I do. Hey, I want to give a shout out to you. at home for being such loyal listeners and or viewers of this show. We've been going about 6 years strong, something like that, 6 years. If you count three peens.
Oh, if you count three peens, yeah.
Yeah, we've been going 6 years strong doing this, and it's gotten only funnier. Never less funny. Each episode better than the last. Never a stinker. Not here. Not with the guy that forgets the rules sometimes of his own games. That would never happen. But hey, you've stuck through every good episode and somehow survived the unending laughter we've provided to you. Kudos to you.
It is funny how, the rules are the most arbitrary thing that we just came up with on a random episode or two. People get real into like, Wade and Bob have that fucking handshake deal they've had for 8 months and they haven't redeemed it. And Mark owes Bob a point from 2024 that he hasn't redeemed. It's like, y'all, I don't know that we'll ever take it seriously enough to remember that.
Is there a handshake deal? I kind of forgot about that.
No, 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 there's not. Bob, loser speech.
I feel pretty good. Considering that I'm down an ear, and I'm sort of zoinked out right now. I feel like I did pretty well. I hung in there, you know? I put up a fight. I contributed. It's weird hearing everything only in my... Do you guys have a dominant ear? Not to get back into a topic. Do you have a dominant ear?
I definitely have a dominant eye. I've never noticed if I have a dominant ear.
I feel like my left ear is my good ear. Like, I hear in stereo, but I feel like my left ear is my good ear, and that's the one that's all screwed up and I can't hear out of right now. It's so weird for me to hear out of, like, my secondary ear. Everything, it's all fucking... Anyway, considering everything, I'm happy with my performance. I feel good. Thanks for having me.
Well said. I don't know why I said that like that, but I did.
Were you just trying to make sure I could hear you?
Yeah, I want to make sure it came in the other ear, yeah.
Well said.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What?
You're welcome.
Fucking. I swear to God, James learned how to whisper in the last 48 hours. And he's been running up to me and whispering into my ear I can't hear out of. So he just comes up and he just goes, and then runs away. And I'm like, man, I hope that's not important. All right. Have fun, buddy.
You can play with knives.
I pooped in my pants.
Good episode, boys. I guess stay tuned for the next one where Bob will host. Or, I'm sorry, Mark will host, and Bob and I will compete for points.
The surprise victory! Surprise! Right out of Mark's hands!
It's a human-sized W.
Oh, come on, man.
If you haven't already, go follow us on our other social medias and YouTubes and whatnot. Mark at Markiplier, Bob at MySker, me at Minion777, or LordMinion777. I guess we'll see what Mark has up his sleeve since he won the next one. And until then, podcast out. Merch? We're at the merch.
Yeah, merch.
Podcast out again. Re-out. Re-podcast, re-out.